My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is priceless today. Getting the right information from the right source and then finding the right, correct, high-quality products, you know, really just gives you the edge, I think, on taking back our health or holding on to our health a little bit more consistently. You know, the problem is many of us are in situations where, you know, we may think everything's just going fine or we've got a few bumps in the road, but they're not big enough potholes for us to worry about. So we just kind of drive around them or find another way to work or, you know, we just, you know, have to realize that, you know, sometimes we have to do things differently. And once you start doing things a little bit differently, you think to yourself, well, you know, I'm okay for now. And then we just kind of turn down the volume, if you will, until it starts really screaming at us. And then before you know it, we had a small little speed bump that today is now a mountain. So we have to tackle it a little bit differently. So what we try to do here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, is talk about the things that are relevant for today's world. The things that are important, the things that make sense, the things that allow us to be healthier and take back our health and be more aware and how to listen to our body more effectively and to learn enough that we can have a better dialogue with our medical practitioners. I think sometimes we don't know how to talk with our physicians. We listen. We hear about a third of what they say. We get home, we can remember about half of that. And by the next day, we've forgotten most of what they told us. And that's why we end up reading the tiny little labels on amber bottles as our main source of information. And because we don't feel comfortable talking, we don't initiate the questions we need to initiate, and we don't initiate conversation. And if we were doing that, we would have a better understanding because we would be part of the conversation and not just sitting in the audience listening. Because I think proactively having dialogue is how we learn better, how we learn more effectively, and how we better understand not only the situation, but the protocols. So I think it's important. I bring you some of the best guests in the industry as well as having these relevant topics. So I hope you'll take the time to tune in live during the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If by chance you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to at a time when it's good and it works for you and your schedule. Anytime you can download them to make it convenient so it fits your schedule. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where I send you for your mainstay of information and, of course, the best of the best products because that's all they carry. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailers, and they do it right. They take the time to learn, become, and stay educated on top of the game, relevant in all the categories that are relevant for today's world, and they create dialogue and ask questions and make sure that they are there to, you know, provide the information necessary so you can share it with your practitioners and then have a better way of approaching your goals and being able to head in the correct healthy direction. because they've been around a long time, because they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They have longevity to go along with the credibility and all of the availability of knowledge and education. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email, start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff. And don't forget about those industry articles. They're well worth the read. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook would be awesome as well. Well, today we're doing a Q&A, and we're going to be doing it on the line from Barlean's. And so many of the products have been around a long time, but there's also so many different categories that have come to fruition over the years. And the way that I've always described Barlean's is they are this solid core family-based company, 30 years old, that has this solid redwood tree with a very strong foundational trunk with really deep roots. And these roots take down way down into the soil, and it's sturdy and it's solid because it's consistent and it's trusted. And it's all that good thing all wrapped up in one. So a combination of all of that making it what it is today. But every time they've decided over the years that there was a need or an availability or a necessity to add a branch to that sound foundation, they did it. But they didn't do it, half-heartedly. They did it with extreme research and, making sure that if it could be done, how could it be done the best way? And how do you use the best resources at your fingertips? And let's get the studies done and make sure that we have something to offer. So as we add a branch to this landscape of this tree, that it's going to be something solid. So whether it's the fish oil branch, or whether it's fibers, or whether it's the greens, or the children's line, or, things along the way, they've all added these beautiful solid branches. But like I said, with great interest as well as concern for the need and how it would serve the customer base who already had such deep trust in the company. And I think that's important. So I'm going to hit some of your questions today. Remember, questions come to me all the time. You can go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, leave me a message. You can go on my Facebook page, just like my page. Once again, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. You can leave me a message there. I will answer it on my Facebook page. And a lot of them I like to save for the show because they're really good questions. And I usually can tell if one person is asking that question, there's more people that are probably wondering about it as well. So we're going to hit some of those questions today. All righty, the first question. Jeff, if you had to choose between fish oil and flaxseed oil, which would you choose? I've been using the Barlean's fish oil for a long time. I go back and forth between the capsules and the liquid. I have no trouble with the liquid. Some people don't like liquid. I like this. It's got a really good orange flavor. I enjoy it. When I travel, I take the capsules with me. I take them with my good meals. I don't burp them up. I really like the way that they work in my body. They're great. I run every single day, so I know they're good. My sports doctor recommended fish oil years ago, so I take a good amount of it, and my skin has reflected the oils. I know that flaxseed oil is amazing, and I know that it also has wonderful benefits coming from the vegetarian vegetable side and lubricating factors. I guess the fish oil is better for the EPA and DHA for the brain. So my question is, and I was talking to my wife about this yesterday, why don't we use them both? Put a big tablespoon of each of them in our smoothie every day and, have them as an availability. Still use my fish oil caps if I'm traveling, or maybe use a combination of flax and fish oil capsules. But getting the benefit both days, every day, both of us, what do you think? I'm curious about your thoughts. I think like you do. I don't like to have to decide. I love the fish oil. I love the flaxseed oil. I like the capsules and the liquid. I like the liquid because I love doing a quick smoothie in the morning. And, my philosophy behind a smoothie is that I can get a whole bunch of stuff wrapped up in one way of delivery, and I'm done with it for the day. So if I'm making a smoothie in the morning, I might put 2 tablespoons of fish oil, 2 tablespoons of flaxseed oil, throw it in with my greens and my probiotics and my fruit and my protein and my almond milk and ice cubes and all that good kind of stuff, and drink it and get it out of the way. And boy, it's just jam-packed. And then I have to worry about carrying my oils with me during the day. So, that's a really good way for me to get it done. That's why I like smoothies. People say you like the smoothies because of all the... No, I like the smoothies for one reason. I can get a whole bunch of stuff that tastes delicious out of the way for the day. and that's as honest as I can be. I think it's perfectly fine to do both. A lot of people do. Some people rotate. They'll do fish oil one time, flax oil the next time. That's fine too. The bottom line, get the oils in your body. We need oils. And oils, I think of the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, you know, had he been properly lubricated and somebody came to him right after the rainstorm, he wouldn't have been stuck in that forest for a long time waiting for somebody to put some oil into those creaky joints. And I think it's the same way. I think we dry out today. I think we have plenty of the terribly partially and you know, fully hydrogenated oils and trans fats. We got plenty of the nasty fats in our diet, but the good fats are the ones that really give us the proper lubrication, but at the same time, keep us moist and keep our skin looking beautiful. And I think those are just basic things that we notice from putting good oil into your diet. I mean, if you study the people that are in the Mediterranean, you study the folks in Greece, people that are well up in their years who've been living on fish and olive oil and getting these beautiful oils into their diet every day. You know, you see their skin, it's supple and smooth, and they're walking every single day into the town to get their food, back again, long walks. They're physically active. Their brains are amazing. You think to yourself, there's something to having these anti-inflammatory foods in your diet, but also these oils. It's fantastic. I have a friend that, I have quite a few friends that live in that part of the world, but I have one, and she's in her 80s, and she said every day since she was a young girl, she always, after a shower, covers her entire body with olive oil. And her skin is amazing. I have a friend who's there and met her, and I hooked the two of them up so they could talk because she wanted to cook dinner for one of my friends. And he said, asked her how old she was. He says, why don't you have any wrinkles? And she said, oils. She said, you know, it's, she goes, if you take a piece of leather that's soft and supple and you throw it in the desert and you don't, it's not moisturized, it's going to wrinkle and it's going to curl up on the edges. But, you know, if that is a well-oiled piece of leather, it's going to withstand heat and age and elements. She says, and I just think the oils have helped me withstand all of those. So to answer your question, both of them are awesome. You can go any way, any combinations, any rotation. And if you want to use them both every single day, I think that's awesome. So definitely do that. All right, let me see. Jeff, I picked up some of the olive leaf products from Barleen's at Stay Healthy when I was getting my other products. It was suggested to me because I was traveling abroad. I was going to be on a plane for a very, very long time. I was really nervous about getting sick. My doctor had talked to me about olive leaf, and I wasn't really sure what to get, and I don't always do well with herbs. So I talked with Marge. She had me pick up the throat spray and the liquid olive leaf. And I carried the throat spray with me, and I actually had a smaller little spray bottle, and I put it in. I put half of it in a tiny spray bottle and just kept it in my briefcase with me on the plane. Everything else I put underneath, and before I left, I took a big swig of the olive leaf complex before I left my house for the airport, and it tastes like a candy cane. It was just really good tasting, and I was really happy with that. I used both of them the whole time once I got to where I was going and right before I flew back, and then I used them again once I got back. Everyone in my group got sick except me. And as much as I tried to tell them about preparing, none of them wanted to prepare. And it was just amazing. Here's my question. Every year I get sick in allergy season. It's just the way it is. I get sick. I get sinus infections. I get all these things. Is it okay to stay on the olive leaf during allergy season? Yeah, absolutely. I have the throat spray in my studio. I use it all the time. If I'm going to be traveling for a while, I bring the olive leaf complex with me. I've either got the liquid or the capsules. I just came back from Expo, and I was using the olive leaf while I was there. I started to lose my voice a little bit, but I was spraying like crazy with the spray and doing everything that I could. I never really got it. I know quite a few people in the group got it, but I didn't get it fully. I just got it in my throat. And it was only like for 2 days, and I was still able to talk and do everything I need to do. But boy, I'll tell you what, you know, there is something to be said for helping your body out and making it stronger. Because I really don't think it's the supplements that make a difference. I think the supplements make a difference in our body, and that our body does the job that it was meant to do. You know, our bodies are these intricate, amazing machines that love to work and love to do their jobs, but many times they're trying to do it without the right tools. And I think if we give it the tools and we make it stronger and more focused, and we help it start to repair some of the small things and make it stronger, then our bodies can actually tackle some of the big things that it might not be able to do if it didn't have all the pieces. So a lot of people really just kind of, they put all the credibility into the products doing the job. And I guess indirectly, but the thing is, most products are for building our bodies to let the body do what it was meant to do in the first place. So yes, I'm a big believer in the olive leaf. You can use it during allergy season. I think the thing about it, to use it, maybe lay off one day a week. Just give your body a day of rest with olive leaf. You know, it's not like using oil of oregano or anything like that that you can't really use long term. But the olive leaf, maybe lay off one day a week, hit it the rest of the week, keep the diet very anti-inflammatory during allergy season. Make sure that you're not overdoing the mucusy, gluten-y wheat foods, because they all cause mucus. And make sure you are drinking a ton of water to keep your body as flushed as you can. And remember, manage your stress. Stress is a killer, and during allergy season, stress, you know, weakens your immune system. So definitely keep that in mind. So I'm a big believer of that. Let me see. Dear Jeff, I want to say thank you and kudos to Barleans for their Omega Pals. I have 5 kids, all under the age of 10. Yeah, I know. And my husband and I do a lot of supplements. We do smoothies every day. No matter what I have done with fish oil and flaxseed oil, I could not get my kids to take it. I tried putting it in everything from oatmeal to cereal to smoothies to desserts. I even mixed it with strawberries and poured it over sherbet. Nothing. They wouldn't do it until these Omega Pals came out. They love it. They love it. I love the idea that they're easy to digest. They're very gentle. They're very absorbable. But then I think to myself, this is really, really cool. We really like the Straw Nana Flax Oil, and we like the Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil. And my kids like them both. So they will actually take the bottle and put it on the spoon themselves. You know, these are great products, and they're really, really attentive for the eye and eye-catching for the kids. You know, the Omega Pals, the Straw Nana, which is a flaxseed oil product. It's got a picture of a monkey in the front with a strawberry head. I mean, I just think that it's really, really eye-catching. And I've tried these, and they actually are quite delicious. You know, they're just amazing. They're part of the new Seriously Delicious line. You might know this line at one time was called Swirls. Well, they've changed it over in the new category. It's under the Seriously Delicious line, and these are called Omega Pals. This is a sweet, sweet, creamy taste. It's emulsified for, you know, up to 3 times better absorption. It's a vegan formula. This one delivers 1,483 omega-3 ALA per serving, and the wonderful thing, non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, and no artificial flavors or colors. This is for kids 1 year up. I have had a mom that took these into her doctor because she had kids under 1, and the doctor was perfectly fine with her using it, just mixing it in food because the kids both had some really dry skin. So, you know, talk with your physician if your kids are under 1 and see how your doctor responds to it. They're really, really being very, very excited about it. There's also the citrus, the Lip Smack and Citrus High Potency Fish Oil, and the Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil. This one is for eye nutrition. They kind of took this one a little bit farther. This one is still part of the Seriously Delicious line. This is made with Barleans Ultra Purified Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It also has Lutmax in there, 2020, which is lutein and zeaxanthin plus astaxanthin to protect eyes from digital device use. Nice little added plus. Let's face it, who's not on their computers and iPads and iPhones and all that stuff all the time? This one brings 500 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA per serving. It's got the emulsification process as well. Wonderful, no of the bad stuff, no gluten-free, no sugar, no dairy, no artificial flavors or colors. And you know the great thing about these? No fish burps. And I just think that that is really important. But when you can have kids that enjoy taking their fish oils and flaxseed oil right off the spoon, and you don't have to hide it, and it's just right there, up front and personal, and because they love the taste of it, they don't have a problem with it. Oh, my goodness. I never thought we'd ever see that. I mean, you know, when you're a kid and you're raised around things like cod liver oil and castor oil and stuff like that, you know, you learn as a young kid back in my generation that it's not supposed to taste good. If it tastes good, it doesn't work. And then you carry that with you, and also you carry those memories, those moments of disgusting taste and sensation on your tongue. Oh, castor oil, cod liver oil. I mean, there was nothing back then to make it taste good. You literally had to choke that stuff down. I mean, you're glad today that you did, you know, because it was good for you. But back then, at the moment, not so much. But here you have an alternative category for kids where they not only enjoy it, but they're getting better absorbability. They're getting a better delivery system. It digests so much better. It's better on their stomach, and they want to do it. I think that's awesome. I have a mom that just chimed in. She said, every morning, she said, my kids are not smoothie kids. They like a half a bagel toasted every morning with their scrambled eggs. She goes, on the eggs, I always make them as healthy as possible. They don't know that I, right before the eggs are served, that I stir in a couple of tablespoons of flax oil along with, you know, seasonings and things in the eggs. So they're getting extra omega-3s because they both have severely dry skin. But what they like to do is they like me to take the Omega Pals and put it on their half a bagel that's toasted like jelly. And I am more than happy to do it. I hope that's okay. Yeah, that's great. Funny story. I have a husband and wife, and they're in their 90s, and they've literally been married for 70 years. And they have this routine every day, and it's hysterical. But they've been doing it as long as I've been doing radio shows with Barlene, so over a quarter of a century. They toast two bagels every morning, and then they put the bagels on their plate, and then they put a tablespoon of flaxseed oil over each half of a bagel so it soaks in. And then they put cream cheese, lox, purple onion, a pinch of sea salt, and a little bit of fresh cracked pepper. And they have that with a cup of green tea and one soft-boiled egg every single day. And when they go traveling, they bring their oil with them. And they have the kitchen bring out their deconstructed breakfast, and they pour their oil, and they make their own breakfast. But they have not missed, I don't think, a morning ever, because this is something that they love. They love the taste of it, and they're amazing. They move slow, but they're not in pain. They're not on medication. They're there for the marathon, not for the sprint. You know, they travel around the world. They go walking all day long. They go sightseeing. When they're here, they walk every single day. You know, I wish I could bottle it. I wish I could bottle their devotion and their great love and for each other and just for life. And I'll tell you what, that would be a pill that I'd like to sign my name to because they're just lovely. They're just amazing. They never had children. And they are so entwined with each other. It's just it's a wonderful thing to see. And they're just the wonderful people, a lot of volunteer work. But isn't that funny? Every day, a tablespoon on each of the half bagels of flaxseed oil. I think it's pretty cool. All righty, let me see. Dear Jeff, we started making smoothies a couple months ago. We asked you for recipes and you sent me some ideas. We've done everything, but we haven't added in the chia seeds and the ground flax. We're adding in the flaxseed oil and fish oil because you offered as a suggestion, and fruit and almond milk and a protein powder you recommended. We open up a couple probiotic capsules in there as well. And we're actually using the greens from Barlene's, and we love it. We're wondering exactly what does the chia seeds and ground flax do? Well, they give you fiber, which is amazing, but not just plain old cardboard fiber. They give you omega-3 oils as well as omega-3 fiber. I think that they add a huge part of the missing puzzle in the American diet. You know, they say that, you know, 75 to 100 years ago, you know, we had upwards of, 50, 70, 80, 100 grams of fiber every single day in our diet. And I guarantee you, constipation and not being able to form a stool probably was not a problem back then. And today, most people run anywhere from 10, 12, maybe 15 grams of fiber. And we wonder why the constipation and diarrhea and upset stomach category is a billion-dollar industry, because people have no fiber in their diet. They don't eat the vegetables like they should. They don't eat food that has fiber. Everything they eat has been stripped of the fiber and the nutrition. And give you a funny story. We were at breakfast at the hotel and got up in the morning, and they had a really nice breakfast buffet, which is really nice, lots of fruit and good stuff. But they had a really good, like, 12-grain bread that you could toast. And I was watching this lady next to me, and everyone in her family was grabbing white bread. But she decided she was going to pick it up, and she had the piece of bread in her hand, and she was, like, wearing her hand up and down. And I said, "It's heavy." And she said, "Oh, my goodness, that's the heaviest piece of bread." I said, "That's because there's something in it." I said, "White bread is like a white canvas you're getting ready to paint. There's nothing in it or on it, and there's nothing to help you. It's just glue food." And she said, "That's the craziest thing. I've never..." She goes, "How does this taste?" I said, "Why don't you toast it up and try it?" So she did. She toasted it up, and she put a little cream cheese on her toast. And I was watching her across a couple tables over, and she looked at me. She goes, "This is really good." She goes, "I'm switching breads." And all the kids are like, "Well, we like this." And she goes, "You're getting this." She goes, "You need fiber." And I just thought it was the funniest conversation, because we don't get fiber in our diet today. You know, when you eat a meal that's loaded with vegetables and you have a lot of good grains, and the next day you have an amazing elimination bowel movement, you may not think anything of it. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, "Wow, where did that come from?" Well, that's what fiber does. Fiber attaches to waste material and carries it out of the body. So whether I'm having oatmeal, or whether I'm having a yogurt, or whether I'm having a smoothie, the idea of throwing in a big heaping tablespoon of the Fortiflax, which is ground flax meal, and a big tablespoon of chia seeds gives me and serves me in a lot of different ways. Number one, it gives me the availability of being able to have extra fiber in my diet, which is amazing. But it also gives me another source of omega-3 fatty acids. And I think that's really important. So do I think it's important to add it to your smoothie, your juice, your oatmeal, your yogurt, whatever? Yes, I do. And for the main reason that it's beneficial fiber, that's nutritional fiber, and also the end result of giving us what we need to make sure our bowels are moving and we're passing the waste out of the body. I mean, you're going to see the difference. And hopefully when people start seeing a difference, they'll want to eat more fiber. One of my friends went on the Mediterranean diet about 6 months ago, and, you know, she's been a glue food eater for a long time, white bread, white pasta, white potatoes, white everything, and bowel problems were something that she had a problem with. So she switched over to the Mediterranean diet. She's eating tons and tons of vegetables and some fruits and good protein and lots of oils, and she said the most amazing thing was not that she lost 50 pounds. That was great. And not that she's feeling better and it feels, her doctor says her C-reactive measures are down in her blood. That's her inflammatory levels. And many things have changed. She's been backed off a lot of her medication already. She said the thing that she enjoyed more than anything was having 2 and 3 bowel movements a day from all the fiber. She said, "I've never been non-bloated in my life." And she goes, "And I'm non-bloated because I know that things are moving through." So even all the other stuff is wonderful. She'll tell you the main reason she likes it is because, you know, her bowels are moving 2-3 times a day. And that to her was the most noticeable, amazing change. We're talking about Barleans today. Of course, the full line of Barleans products is always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. A quick break and we'll be right back.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients, a transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A 4-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest 5-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Sweet news, fish and flax oil can be delicious. The old days of plugging your nose, that oily texture, or swallowing lots of large capsules are over. Now there's a flavorful alternative, like a tasty dessert. Barleen's Omega Swirl is a high-potency omega-3 sensation that has the unbelievably sweet, creamy taste and texture of a fruit smoothie. Most Americans are severely omega-3 deficient, but the ultra-purified fish oil and 100% organic flaxseed oil Omega Swirls are the perfect solution for the entire family, supporting energy and endurance, joint mobility, heart health, healthy cholesterol levels, skin, hair, and nails, cognitive function, and more. Barleen's Omega Swirl was voted best product of the year by leading health publications. You need to taste it to believe it. So visit Barleen's.com for a free sample. See why the American Masters of Taste awarded Barleen's Omega Swirl the gold medal. Barleen's Omega Swirls, they're Omegalicious.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Mom always said, eat your greens. Well, now it's as easy as a small single-scoop drink mix. Barleen's Greens is a nutrient-dense organic green superfood concentrate, masterfully formulated with nature's powerful phytonutrients, antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, trace minerals, and more. Or, if you like the taste of a cold, refreshing fruit punch or delicious chocolate drink, try Barleen's Superfruit Greens and chocolate-flavored greens. All natural, zero sugar, and packed with 8 fruits and veggies per serving. Mom, got you covered.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, they are there to make sure that your healthy journey is the best ever. The best products, the best prices, the best selection, and the most knowledgeable staff every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're talking about products from Barleen's. We're doing question and answer, and I think probably one of the most up-to-date questions that I'm getting today is on CBD. Barleen's, being an oil company and being a 30-year-old company who have become specialists and icons in the field of many different things, oils have become a category that they have mastered. So it was actually just a very easy step to, once they decided to incorporate this in, to bring CBD oils into the line of products. You know, some of the common questions I'm getting today about CBD, and a lot of them have regulations on the answers, but you know, you can answer things in a way that people will get the gist of the situation. You know, today we're learning about our endocannabinoid system, and when you think of your ECS or your endocannabinoid system, think of it as a control system, like the control tower at the airport that is overseeing everything and making sure that everything around it is working in a harmonious fashion. Or think about, you know, an orchestra. Think about the conductor being the endocannabinoid system, to make sure that people are not just blowing their horns and, you know, tooting the flutes and strumming on the banjos and things like that without someone guiding, to have a beautiful, smooth, wonderful, melodious sound. I also think of a town with a four-way stop in the middle of town where the light has gone out, and you have a police officer in the middle with white gloves, and he's directing traffic and turning here and moving traffic either way, you know, him being that endocannabinoid system. You know, and in our bodies, the endocannabinoid system is quite amazing, because it is a way of helping to make sure that everything else around it is doing the job effectively, meaning that you have your respiratory system, your cardiovascular system, you have your circulatory system, your lymphatic system, all these systems in the body that are very, very important. But with a keeper, if you will, or a manager overseeing, we provide a better way of them being able to do their job and say their piece and have their voice in the body, but also within the realms of a balanced protocol. It's a way of bringing our body back into this amazing way of balancing the body, so that you feel, you know, this balance, like this teeter totter that's balancing in midair, and both kids are equally weighted, and they're not touching the ground, and they're just kind of balancing almost as if in midair. And I think that that's really, really important to find, you know, that way of balance. Now, most people are asking about CBD. Some common questions that come in about it is, does it get you high? No, it doesn't. You know, even though cannabis and hemp are grown from the same genus of plant, you know, the wonderful thing is they are able to do their job independently. And I think one of the easiest ways of finding a... I guess a better way to look at the big picture of what they do in the body is to think to yourself, okay, how do we find out if this is something and where it's a category or if it's something for us to take a look at? I just look at, you know, some of the wonderful things that are at our fingertips. You know, what this endocannabinoid system, we know it's balance. We know it's getting us to this homeostasis level of balance in our body. And the CBD, what it does in the body is it actually figures out a way to dock on our receptors in our body and make our body provide more of these wonderful receptor sites. And I think that that's very important because when you really do look at the big difference of the two of them, you know, when you're looking at marijuana and you're looking at hemp, the main differences are very easy. Hemp contains a small negligible amount of THC. But very high in the CBD, the cannabidiol, which is what we're looking for. Marijuana is generally known to have very high levels of THC, but very low levels of the CBD. Marijuana has psychoactive effects. Hemp does not. You know, so that is the main difference. And I think that's why the CBD has become so attractive today. Number one, there's still a stigma attached to marijuana. Number two, there's still the illegalities of it around the country. Actually, right now, CBD is legal in all 50 states. There are some states that have jurisdictions that have chosen not to carry it for whatever reasons. And there's small cities and towns and even townships within larger metropolises that are perfectly fine. And the city next door decided because there was somebody on a board or something that decided, you know, they kept trying to turn it into marijuana and it's not, you know. So I'm seeing nothing but positive movement here. I think it's going to be quite amazing. The people are getting amazing results. When someone asks me what CBD does and what it's good for the body is I tell them, I said, I think that it just provides balance and I think it just gives us a wonderful sense of well-being. Now, you're going to try it and find different things, just like with the dosage. You're going to try a lower dosage and elevate your dosage up. Anyone that's concerned should work with your medical practitioner. It's pretty easy to find medical practitioners today that are aware and an understanding of CBD. Other questions that come in about it is it, what if I'm highly allergic? Can I be allergic to this? Well, sure, you can be allergic to anything from the air to the water to food to clothing to perfumes to chemicals to preservatives, anything. So anything can be an allergen. The best thing to do would be to work with your allergist and have them work with you in a lower amount and test your body and see how you do. And I think that's really, really important to work with your physicians if it's something that you really are concerned about. I'm seeing amazing things. Now, one thing that you might want to keep in mind, people ask this one all the time, will it show up on a drug test? CBD, it's unlikely, but it could. Remember, hemp does contain a very low amount of THC, less than the legal limit of 0.3%. But it's highly unlikely the trace amount of THC in the Barleen's line of CBD would show up on a typical drug test. However, much like when you eat foods that contain poppy seeds, there's a small possibility that it could. The probability depends on the amount of CBD you're taking, how long you've been taking it, your body type, your activity level, the food you eat, the water you drink, everything. And it also depends on exactly what someone is testing you for. This is also true with culinary hemp oil and hemp oil products that also contain light trace amounts of THC. I guess if somebody asks me, they'll say, you know, I'm in a job that I really love and the chance of them testing frequently is very common. I would love to do this. I don't know whether to take a chance. I would say then don't. You know, if it's that important to you and you're that nervous and maybe they're testing that closely, maybe because in that industry they need to test different ways, I would say don't. you know, until the federal legislation is out, or that marijuana and THC and everything is legal in all 50 states. At that point in time, I'm sure there'll be adjustments that have to be made in levels and parameters. But until that point, if you're that worried about it, then don't do it. But for everybody else that's thinking about using CBD, keep in mind the products from Barleans. They're quite amazing. And I think they did a really, really good job with what they brought to and are bringing to, because there's some other things that are being brought out that are not available yet. So, you know, we'll definitely be talking about those as they come in. There is an extra strength ideal CBD hemp oil that's available, which is a full spectrum oil. Of course, there's the organic ideal oil. It's for someone that wants to stay very close to their foundations of belief system, there's an organic. And then, of course, there's the capsules, which are quite good. This line is going to expand very quickly. I'll be doing some whole shows on this to provide you with the information on the different shows. I will give you a little bit of a hint, seeing as a lot of people already saw it at Expo. We talk about the Seriously Delicious, these wonderful emulsions that are so delicious. They came out with and it will be coming out, I think, in April. It is a chocolate mint emulsion with CBD. Now, this is so amazing. We were testing it at the convention, and people were loving it because a teaspoon of it, and it really tastes like an after-dinner mint. That's how delicious it tastes. They definitely know how to blend their flavors. Gives you 25 milligrams of CBD in a teaspoon. Now, some people may say, well, maybe I'll start with a half a teaspoon. That's fine. You know, find your comfort level and work within your parameters and work with your physicians if you feel necessary. That's the way to do it. There is no, everybody fits in the same box. There is no way of recommending either benefits or dosages, because you need to find what works for you, and you need to be aware of what's out there and be very selective about your CBD. I think what's going to happen with CBD, and to be very honest, this is my personal feeling, I think what's going to end up happening is there's going to come a point when there's going to be parameters that the CBDs have to fit into, and the really good companies like Barleans will, if they're not already, will fit into those parameters. And there's going to be companies that just can't do it, and they will be gone. And maybe that's a good thing, because of the fact that as the consumer, you'll be able to choose from companies that are following protocols, you know, hopefully following the rules of DSHEA and not over recommending and prescribing and giving more information than you should, and allowing people to make their own decisions, but also choose within a field of quality. And I'm hoping that's the way it goes. To me, it just makes better sense that as a consumer, I like to choose from the quality fountain, if you will. I don't use products that come from companies that don't have proper testing and don't have great reputations. And, you know, and it's not always good, because there's some new companies that come up all the time and they end up having awesome products, but I let them prove themselves. You know, constantly I get calls from brand new companies that want to do radio shows. And what I've learned over the years is if I'm going to open up a show for my listeners to listen to, that means that I am in approval of these companies, and that I feel safe with their foundations, their raw products, their testing, their manufacturing, their formulating and all that. And some of them have not proven themselves yet. Some of them are so brand new that I want them to get out there and prove themselves. And, you know, and at the point when they're stable and consistent, I will look into how things are made. And at that point in time, I may say, okay, you know, let's talk. I don't, number one, want to confuse my audience. And number two, I don't want to bring products on here that have not stood the test of time and have not, you know, really done it, you know, with the protocol of following the rules. So when I decide to have a company come on here, I also put them through the same standards. If you decide to sell your company, or you start cutting corners and you start changing your quality and the integrity of your lines, you won't be here. I know that kind of makes it a little bit strict, but I mean, I want people to listen to my show knowing that if I am talking about a line of products or interviewing a guest from that company, that they can feel safe and comfortable as I do at that point in time, the quality of those lines. And if all of a sudden you hear me stop talking with them or stop, you know, dealing with them, there's a reason. It could be many different reasons. You know, they might have just decided they don't want to do radio anymore. That could be one, or it could be a change in formulations or ownership or, you know, quality. I don't want to have those situations. So when it comes to the CBD, you're going to start seeing it everywhere. Make sure that you know what you're getting. Make sure that you're getting products that are below 0.3% of THC per product. Make sure you're getting them from companies that can guarantee where the products came from. Try to look for full spectrum products because, you know, my idea is everything works better when you're using the whole rather than just a piece of the puzzle. You know, if you have a puzzle of the Mona Lisa and all you have is one little piece that has just a cheekbone or an eye, you know, it looks really, really good. Well, this is a nice looking eye and a nice looking cheekbone. But if it's the last piece of a puzzle and you put it together and you have the entire puzzle all put together, of course, you get the beauty of the art and the appreciation of the artist because everything is together the way that he wanted it to be, just like a full spectrum CBD is all put together the way Mother Nature wanted it to be. And to me, that just makes sense. And it doesn't make any sense to have only a portion of the picture. Now, I know there's different philosophies out there, but that's mine. And I think it makes good sense. So I use the capsules. I take the capsules at night, but I do have the liquid. And I sometimes will use the liquid during the day. I enjoy it very, very much. There's no hallucinative effects. There's no any kind of psychoactive effects at all. I just get the benefit in a lot of different areas, and it's been quite good for me. Now, you know, I'm not new to CBD. I've been talking about CBD for 4 years, where a lot of people have just jumped onto the bandwagon over the last couple of weeks. You know, some of these companies are popping up, and you see their manufacturing, their company start date, and it's like a week ago. You know, you could tell there's some people that have jumped into this field because of popularity, but, you know, you just kind of wonder what they put into this and how long they did their research. And if they're even making their own product, if somebody's giving them the product and they're just throwing in a bottle and making a label. So be leery, ask questions. The great thing about going to Stay Healthy is Stay Healthy was one of the first stores in the city to be able to even carry CBD long before the taboo and the stigmas and things like that were starting to come down a little bit. You know, Marge took a big risk because of the quality of CBD and the benefits. So if you have questions, go to Stay Healthy. They'll answer them for you as well. Let me see. I think I have time for one more question. Hey, Jeff, you mentioned the greens from Barleen's a while back, and I'm wondering which one I should choose. I saw all four of them. I went to the anniversary event at Stay Healthy, and I saw them, and they all look good. So I'm thinking to myself, how do I decide? You don't have to decide on one. You can decide on one at that time, meaning you may pick up the superfruit greens and mix it with cold water and replace juice and flavored juice drinks and, you know, have one in the afternoon at work, have one in the morning. They're delicious. It tastes like you're drinking juice. And the next time you may want to pick up the chocolate silk greens and mix it with almond milk and, you know, throw it in a blender, maybe throw it in with some chocolate almond milk and, you know, throw some chocolate protein powder in there, maybe some frozen raspberries and some ice and some vanilla yogurt, make yourself a smoothie in the morning, a real chocolate smoothie with greens. So that's another alternative. You can also mix that chocolate greens just in milk and drink it cold or warm as a replacement for hot chocolate and chocolate milk. And it's also great in plain yogurt because it'll turn your yogurt into chocolate yogurt. You just happen to be getting all the greens at the same time. I like them both. I also love the pure organic greens. They are green, let me tell you. You know, they smell like and taste like freshly mowed grass smells and probably would taste. It's beautiful emerald dark greens. I'll throw that in my smoothie. Perfectly fine. I can throw it in yogurt. I've had it in apple juice and shook it up and drank it. It's fine. It's for people that really want heavy duty greens, go with the organic greens. And also they have the berry flavored greens. You get the wonderful richness of the greens, but also the nice, delicious, sweet taste of berry. And that's good. That just gives you another alternative. So they're all good. I mean, I know a lot of people that'll take one time and then they'll rotate to the next one the next time. That's fine. You may have your main one that you love and you've tried them and you pick the one you like the best and stay with it. That's fine. I think it's quite interesting. I was talking with a friend of mine at the show who works for a a line of products that does greens and, you know, chlorellas and all that kind of stuff. And we were talking about the hotel, and he goes, yeah, the hotel I'm staying at doesn't do breakfast, so I'm making my smoothie. And I said, what do you put in your smoothie? And he goes, well, protein powder. And he goes, I go to the store, and there's a refrigerator, and I get yogurt and almond milk and my Barlean's greens. And I said, use the Barlean's greens. And he goes, I love the Barlean's greens. And I said, you work for a greens company. He goes, I know, but I like the Barlean's greens. He goes, I've been taking it for years. He said, it makes me feel fantastic. And, you know, it does all these wonderful things for me. And I said, well, that's cool. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I love the greens that my company makes. They're great. He goes, but this for me just works really, really well. And I just thought that was quite interesting. So, definitely pick your greens and see which one works the best for you. And you'll find the best one, the best tasting, and the one that you will stick to, because that's really, really important. So, you know, awesome different branches of this amazing Barlean's tree. You know, they have brought so many great product lines to the foundation of their company. You know, their fish oils, and then another one with the flaxseed oil, one with coconut oils, another branch with CBD and greens and the Seriously Delicious and, you know, the specialty oils and, you know, the platinum line and the kids products. I mean, so many different things they brought them in. And because I know them so well, and because I know the credibility and the integrity, and you know the undertones of the family that is so much rich in history, as well as a foundation of how this company is built and how they make this wonderful company work so smoothly, and how intricate it is for the product lines, and how very, very detailed they are when they decide to come out with something new. It just gives you that much more of that good feeling, and you feel good that you're choosing the right products. And to me, that makes really, really good sense. So check out all the products that are made from Barlean's at Stay Healthy. And remember, if you have any questions, you can always send me a note to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Or when you're on Facebook, just go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button, and we'll be connected. And you can send me messages and send me questions and all that good stuff. And I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. I can answer them on my Facebook page, or I can email you back privately. Or we can save the questions and use them during a Q&A show. Because, you know, if you have a good question, there's other people thinking about it too. So I thank you all for letting me talk about these today and tackle some of the questions that are out there, and talk about some things that are very, very beneficial. I hope you'll head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. The full line of Barlean's products is available every day. And if you have kids, don't forget to check out those Omega Pals. They're awesome. Your kids are going to love them, I guarantee you. And remember, stay healthy, because they've been here for such a long time, and because they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, the comfort zone is there, the peace of mind, and you'll create relationships that are very, very, you know, close with these amazing people, where they can answer your questions and make sure you're heading in the right direction and give you the tools you need to be able to talk with your medical practitioners. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. When you get there, make sure to enter your email address. You'll start getting newsletters and coupons and great in-the-know information. And at the same time, when you're there, read those industry articles. They're quite good. And they will allow you to feel really, really good as you read these articles that are relevant for today. They'll be talking about things that you're dealing with, interested in, hearing about, worried about, or someone you know is experiencing these problems. There's nothing better than reading an up-to-date information. Something that actually is relatable to what you're going through at this point in time. Very important. So make sure to enter your email address there. And also give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this Monday morning, you know, hearing about Barlean's and getting some of these questions out there. I hope you'll take the time to tune in during the week. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the information, and at the same time, making sure you have what you need to get the job done effectively. Take the time, get healthy, and do what you need to do, and answer your questions. Get them answered. Don't just guess. When you go to Stay Healthy, you can ask all the questions you want. They will answer them for you, and you'll create these great go-to people relationships where they can make it easier for you. Remember, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can simply click on the archive icon. And then you can actually download the shows, the ones you want to listen to, when you want to listen to them. And I think that just makes things convenient, and I love technology. It's great. It allows everybody to stay in touch. I hope you have a great day and a great week. I hope you're doing the right things and heading in the right direction. If you've hit a speed bump or you've run smack dab into the mountain, get to Stay Healthy and let them give you some information, and then you'll have a better dialogue with your doctors. Have a great day, all. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.